surprise, it's me, Deidre 100, here on the Grab Bag Show and Indie 100. Long time no talk. A heck of a long time, right, guys? Well, I have to tell you what happened. I physically injured myself, my xiphoid process. If you don't know what that is, and you ever injure it, you'll remember it for the rest of your life. And, you know, they said it could be a few weeks to a few months to get better, and sure did take a few months here. So I'm able to sit here now and talk and move around, and it's like the dumbest injury ever. I was messing around, and I'll talk about it more on the return episode, but it's something I call hardcore parkour, and I parkoured myself pretty damn good. So that's why I haven't done the show. I did not make it to EDC because I was injured like a dumbass. I did make it to the No Doubt show at the Sphere, which I will talk about. But I've missed you guys. I've missed being able to produce the show, even to put a playlist together. It's been really difficult. It was quite a recovery process. So anybody out there ever hurt your sternum area? Because, yeah, it's bad. Highly do not recommend. 0 stars. So just so you know, I'm here. I intended to hang out with you guys for the summer, but I think kids have gone back to school. You know, things are falling into literally the fall now, so here we are. I was excited. I still have comments from May. I wanted to read. I just got three the other day, end of July. Darren McKee. I actually found a link to your Grab Bag show while I was reading posts on an indie music forum. Someone said if you like long playlists and real conversations, give this a shot. I figured I'd listen for 20 minutes, but 6 hours later, I was still going. I honestly couldn't believe how fast the time went. The Von Wolf music completely grabbed my attention, especially Broken Glass Halo. I also liked how the show wasn't afraid to slow down and talk about grief and losing people. Most shows rush through emotional topics, but this one let the conversations breathe. I'm definitely coming back for the next episode. In Missoula, Montana. Thanks so much for that. Thank you guys for posting on the forums and everywhere out there. The playlists, I think, are pretty epic. I want you to know I produce them from my heart. Like, if I was using AI, you guys would have had a show, like, every week. Like, no problem. But this show isn't... AI can't do what I do. Like, the playlist, it flows. It flows in such a way because I put it together. Like, I'll pull tracks out, I'll put tracks in, I drive around. I'm telling you, circumstances, I'll listen to the playlist, and if it doesn't fit, you know, sometimes I go back and listen to my playlists I've aired for you guys, and I'm like, man, I should have moved that track here or there, you know. But it's that perfectionist in me, and the love of music, honestly. So Crystal Nguyen in Madison, Wisconsin. I thought I'd just listen to a little of it during my shift, but before I knew it, I'd listened through most of my workday. I love the long play format because I don't have to keep stopping to search for something else every hour. The memorial stories about Andy were really touching, and they reminded me how important it is to celebrate someone's life instead of only focusing on the sadness. I also love the mix of music. Going from EDM to Frank Sinatra somehow worked, and that's not something I expected to say. The playlist keeps surprising me in a good way. Thanks so much for that, Crystal. And thanks for tuning in. It means a lot, you know? I work hard on these shows, you know, and I told you we don't have budget or income coming in from the show. We charge like a nominal fee for the broadcasters to upload their shows. We've got Steve Cooper on the air. Tyrone Tan should be coming back too. He's been gone for a while too, those of you that listen to Ty. He's been busy doing a bunch of stuff too. So I was injured. He was busy. So, you know, I just appreciate you guys for hanging out, sticking it out, listening to old downloads and stuff. So I'm excited about the music I have coming up for you. It was new. When I put it all, I have so much music, and sometimes by the time I get it to air, it's already gone viral, and it goes viral quickly now. TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, you know, everywhere, anybody that's like kind of putting, and it's a minimal, I think, expense now to get everybody out there online. It's pretty cool, but it makes it, you know, it's hard. It's hard to like go digging through Bandcamp, through you know, Discord, through DistroKid and everything, and then everything online, and then indie artists that are just popping up online. So maybe sometimes by the time I get the music to you, it's like, you know, almost mainstream at that point. So I'm doing my best to keep it all indie. But it's been challenging but fun. Let's get to Oliver Grayson. He was the third comment I got from Medford, Oregon. I found the Grab Bag Show on a music discovery blog. That's so cool. I love this. We're everywhere. It's cool. That highlights independent artists. Said this one is the best for new music and playlists that build up to something. The blogger mentioned your show had an 18-hour episode, and I honestly clicked just because I wanted to see if anyone could keep my attention that long. Turns out you can. Very good and awesome. I love that, Oliver. Thank you. I actually like knowing there's always another segment waiting for me when I get back in the car or sit down at my desk. Two things really stood out to me. First was a balance between indie artists like Burnt Matches and Von Wolf, mixed with familiar names like Sinatra. I love that. Burnt Matches was originally from, 2008. Matt Lawrence, good friend of ours, was on the show and it continued to amaze me with his talents. He created Kids Learning Tube and went off and did kids songs and educational videos. You can look that up as he grew his family. And now he's back as Matt Lawrence. And, you know, it's fantastic. He's revamped his Burnt Matches tracks. So that's what that was. Von Wolf is actually one of my former co-workers in the culinary industry. And he's turning out some epic tunes. I have so much from him that he sent me to, you know, and I kept telling him, I want to play your songs. I want to get back on the show. And he's like, just recover. Just recover, girl. Okay? And I'm like, you know, yeah. You know? So, again, I want to thank you guys for being patient. Yeah, and Sinatra. Who doesn't love a little Sinatra in there? So, that's kind of, you know, if you've listened to the show, and like I said, if you go up to the top of your browser, they're from 1 to 60, so you can go back and forth. I'm working on getting them in order, like just a one-word name for each episode, so you guys can click on them and get to the archive. The Halloween show was really epic this last year. I might play that playlist again, and then we'll see. Like, you know, I'm going to see what I'm going to do, but I'm feeling so much better, as you can see. Or here, I should say. Second, let's continue with Oliver's comment. Second was the way listener stories were woven into the show. It didn't feel like a radio program as much as a community. Sharing experiences. That's pretty rare these days, and it's exactly what I'll be listening again. Oliver Grayson. So these three comments came in the end of July. I checked and I was like, oh, I have three comments. And I'm like, I have to get back. Like, please feel better. You know, I had a lot of inflammation, so I had trouble even coughing, talking. Some days I didn't even want to listen to music, watch TV. You know, for those of you that have injured yourselves or have a disability, those days are hard, right? And I, you know, we've all, you know, had something happen, and you can kind of relate to people in that way. But I really felt it this time. I felt all sad. I was feeling really sorry for myself. I'm like, why? Why? And it's like, well, you know, you're getting older here, and hardcore parkour maybe isn't something that you should continue, you know, messing around with. Because it wasn't just my sternum. It was like my mid-back, my neck. And I've never had like neck problems, so it was like turning my neck. I was like, oh no, like what did I do to myself? And then it was right before EDC, so no EDC. And then I felt like I barely like made it through the sphere with No Doubt. It was very emotional because Andy had bought the tickets for us to go, you know, and Jerry D went with me, of course. And it was a beautiful event, and that's just been wild. They finally got Andy's death certificate. It's been 6 months, but he died at sea in international waters, and it was so much. They have his plaque up on the wall at the cemetery. It's beautiful. And we're all adjusting and coping to him not being here. His son especially, too. I've talked to him. I try to text him here and there because I just know. I know how it is. You know, many of us do. What it would be like to be so young and lose your parent, your father. So he's, you know, finding his new steps in life. So it's been an emotional journey. It's been healing. It's been painful. The injury sucked. So yeah, and it's been really, really hard not to come in here and do the show. You know, I actually closed the door to the studio, and I'm like, I was just like, God, I felt so defeated. You know, you feel that sometimes when you get injured, but you know, you come out of it. I try to pull myself out of everything. So I'm doing actually really good right now. I've got another personal chef situation that I picked up, and it's super cool. Nothing crazy like the last place. And you know, sometimes when you deal with a super, super, super rich, there's some super, super weird stuff that happens. But you know, you land on a you know, a quasi, you know, semi-rich family from California, a couple, and you know, it just flows better. I'm sorry, the people I worked for previously were foreigners, and I was like, dude, I'm not gonna do that again. So no offense to anybody foreigners out there, but it's just a different vibe, especially coming from California and knowing, you know, I say my people. It's super chill. So it's just a couple days a week. I'm making, you know, a good income, and I luckily, as I felt better, picked up this gig. So I'm like good right now. You know, a couple days a week, I've got time to do the show. Jerry D's working on AI stuff, and we're working on other projects in the background. So it's been cool. It's been okay in spite of being hurt. So guys, I just wanted to drop I didn't want it to be a teaser, but I just wanted to put my voice on it and let you guys know that I'm working on the playlist this weekend. I'm hoping to have something up, so look out for your notifications. If I don't get it up, I'm halfway done with the first part and almost done with the EDM part of the show. And as you guys know, and I'm working on the Fuck It block and the Shit Mix too. So it's flowing. It's good. I'm in a good place. So I'm hoping if I can wrap it up this weekend, or if not midweek, or you know, it might be until next weekend that I get this show out. But it's just the music flow, really. I have comments. I know what I want to talk about. I have some really funny things I want to talk about. Some funny things that I've been watching while in my recovery. Because it's been like 3 months. I'm like, how did this time fly by, right? I'm just, you guys are all my thoughts to around the world. There have been earthquakes. Areas where you guys are that listen and tune into the show. I mean, so much devastation has happened. The fires in, was it Montana? Everything's been on fire. A lot of you guys listen from these areas, and I was like, oh my gosh, like I'm thinking of all of you and looking back through old comments. I'm like, gosh, I hope you guys are okay, because I know, a lot of these areas, is it Seattle? Is it Washington too that was on fire? I have everything written down. This is just supposed to be real quick, but yeah, guys, you're in my thoughts wherever you're at in the world right now. I've followed all the news, all the fires, all the devastation, all the flooding, everything, and I know you're listening out there, and I'm right here. My heart goes out to you, as does everyone else. You know, we see there's so much chaos going on, but you know what? It's okay. Stand strong, stand solid, and let the playlist get you through. That's what I gotta say. All right, guys, this is Deidre 100. Real quick, just wanted to let you know status, and the show will, brand new show coming up sometime within the next, let's give it 7 days. So look out for that notification, and hang tight until then. Much love, and as always, guys, peace. shit.